Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Patterns, brings back this.
Pretending that I'm doing well.
A lead. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. And one of my technology experts, especially my crypto expert, in as I was doing the research on that book, is our good friend Tiana Lawrence. The Lord works in mysterious ways, folks, and the fact that I was able to find her book, Blockchain for Dummies, and make contact with you, Tiana, as I was wrapping up the research on my book, was just a real form of serendipity and fate and karma. I don't know what all, but I'm glad I did. I'm glad you're here with us today. You've been a great member of our Brain Trust now ever since. Tiana Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen. Tiana, I'd like for you to talk about, let's merge blockchain into how we reconcile this nightmare election. Can we all agree, regardless of how you voted, can we all agree that this election process is something that America should not be proud of, other than the turnout, that the whole process is something that we got to get right going forward? What do you think, Tiana?
Yeah, I think that we need to make voting easier, and we need to make it easier for us to tally up the vote, so we don't have this sort of ambiguity over a long period of time, especially over such a contentious election, which I imagine it will be like that for a bit.
But when you say we have to be, making it easier is a good idea. I don't think it should be something we make people do. I think people should do it because they want to. But I do think if they want to, we should make it easier. But the problem is, when you make it easier, you as we've seen with the mail-in voters, the mail-in ballots, when you make it easier, you also add possibility for corruption, for mistakes, for bad things to happen. And isn't something like blockchain a device, a tool, a resource, a lever that we can use to make it easier, faster, and more believable?
I think we could. Blockchains, again, are just ledgers. And we could build a voting system on top of blockchain. I think the big thing to think about, though, is every election now is under attack, not just from within our own country and its validity, but also externally. Are we going to worry about other countries hacking our election system? And when it's software
because by definition, if it's blockchain, it'll be online. Is that what you're saying?
Or it could be.
It's digital. A blockchain is a digital ledger, so it'll be input digitally. Go ahead.
Yes. I worked on a project that was a hybrid between online and offline, where we would clear and settle out transactions. They would be inputted in the field where there was no internet connectivity. And then once internet connectivity was established again, it would clear and settle out those transactions. I don't know that that kind of a system is what's needed here. What would be needed would be distribution. So the system is across multiple different places, so there isn't a single place of attack, and then redundancy, so that if the system came under attack, you could roll it back to the last known space, and then start again. So that would be sort of like how I think about structuring it, is that ultimate redundancy. The way that blockchain has worked is it's a very unforgiving system. It's like once you've inputted data, you can't undo that.
Right.
Which I think is a feature, and it's also a bug, in that Like, you don't want to have, like, if a vote was compromised and the person that said that, okay, that wasn't my vote, my private keys were compromised, but this is the vote that I'd like to have. You need to be able to have the ability to make sure that each person is allowed their legal vote.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those things that would just have to be worked out in this kind of a system. But, you know, it's software, and I believe that that's possible.
Well, exactly. And, of course, the other thing that we have to has to be said, Tiana, is if for people who are on the right, it's generally accepted that the tech industry, which is where the blockchain industry, vertical sector is heavily Democrat. They're more for Democrats. So what would you say to Republicans, for example, to say, hey, if we turn it over to help to let the technology industry develop blockchain, how do you protect people who are not part of that industry? What would you say to them? Last thoughts.
Oh, interesting. I think it would be one of those systems that you can see whether or not you had a voice, and any kind of system that prevents other people from having their voice heard is mm-hmm. going to fall. So if that is sort of the way to look at it, then I think that it would be able to move forward no matter what political party developed it.
It'd be like poll watchers,
everybody
right?
Had
it'd be like poll watchers. You got to have
exactly.
both sides. A poll watchers, there, right? You have to have both sides represented, so to speak. So, hey, Tiana, that's a great example. Thank you for that. I want us to continue to pursue that as we move forward in the years to come, talking about how to fix and reform our election process. 2020 was not a good year for America. Until when we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the things that Tiana is investing in that will excite you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.